Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about the surprising effectiveness of analog productivity systems, specifically the Ugmunk analog system.
Ooh, analog in a digital world. I'm intrigued. So what's the main draw of this system?
Well, the author Jason Atten argues that despite the allure of digital tools, sometimes good old-fashioned pen and paper is best. He's tried countless apps and systems, but keeps coming back to the simplicity and effectiveness of writing things down.
Right, that brain dump feeling. I get that. But isn't it a bit counterintuitive to use a physical system when everything is digital?
He acknowledges that he uses a digital to-do app for quick capture, but then transfers tasks to paper for daily planning. He finds the act of writing helps him think.
Interesting. So it's a hybrid approach. Tell me about this Ugmunk system specifically.
It's a set of fancy cards in a wooden box, daily task cards, later cards, and someday cards. The author was initially skeptical, thinking it might be all style and no substance, but he was pleasantly surprised. This is a set of fancy cards in a wooden box. Daily task cards, later cards, and someday cards. The author was initially skeptical, thinking it might be all style and no substance, but he was pleasantly surprised.
Skeptical? Why's that?
He thought it might be one of those things YouTubers rave about but isn't practical for daily use. But he found it really worked for him. He loves the intentionality and tactile experience of using nice materials.
I see. So it's more than just a to-do list. It's a mindful practice.
Exactly. And it's not cheap, at $99. But the author argues that the investment encourages commitment. You're not going to spend that much and not use it.
That's a good point. It's a commitment device. But surely a simple notebook could achieve the same thing, right? For much less.
He addresses that too. He mentions his wife uses scrap paper for her lists. But the Ugmunk's design encourages thoughtful consideration of how you spend your time. It's the intentionality of the system that makes the difference.
Got it. It's about the ritual, the feeling, the commitment. So, is this the ultimate productivity solution?
Well, the author still uses a digital app for capturing ideas. But for focused daily planning, he finds the analog cards are perfect. He concludes that sometimes analog is just better.
Fascinating. So embracing the tangible in a digital age. I might have to check this out. Thanks for the insightful discussion.
You're welcome. It's definitely food for thought. And that's all the time we have for today. See you next time for another interesting discussion.
Goodbye.